So today is the Vyas Puja celebration of Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj. And it's appropriate to say a few words when we say why, from one point of view, Guru Puja. But Vyas Puja, more specifically, this, because we have Guru Puja at many different times, but on this particular day we're told Vyas Puja, and then it will be appropriate we say something about the glories of Srila Vyasadeva and his representative. So we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is written by Vyasadeva, we can say sometimes it may put him in an awkward position because he, in one sense, has to refer to himself as being an avatar, a Shaktivesh avatar, Bhagavan Badarayani and Bhagavan Badarayana, Sukadev Vyas. So he's offering praise to so many others, but if we look in there in the Bhagavatam, it may come from the mouths of others, from Sutta Goswami or others, but in this great work, the Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll also see, is Vyas praising himself? Is he indicating that he himself has some divine position? And perhaps it is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who addresses this predicament when he had his famous Vyas Puja in Cuttack near Puri, and he was saying, just see, there's so many respectable people here, but I'm being given a special seat and inundated in garlands, and then people are offering so much praise, saying, you're so great, you're the savior of the world, we take you as in Krishna's other self, the acharya mam vijani navamanyeta karhachid, we must think of the acharya as Krishna himself. He said, and I'm listening to this, and he said, and you might say, an observer might say, and apparently he's enjoying hearing all of this praise. So is he not some sort of a hypocrite? And he even went so far as to say, he said, an animal in the zoo would have more shame. So he's saying, but why am I not only allowing this, but encouraging this? He said, should I, in a mood of, you know, abject humility, tell the disciples, no, beat the guru with a shoe, he's a fallen soul, he's a scoundrel. He said, no, what will the guru do when it comes time to explain the sloka, acharyam mam vijaniyat, that the guru is good as God? Desert his seat? He's saying, rather, that is to deceive the disciple. Why? Because really, the absolute descending and relative circumstance, it is no less than Krishna himself who says, acharyam mam vijaniyat navamanyeta karhichid namartya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayoguru. Krishna says, understand, I am the acharya. It's the absolute descending and relative circumstance to address the sincere needs of the aspiring servitor. If he will think Guru is any less than Krishna, he won't make progress. And in a common sense, practical way, Guru Maharaj gave the example, because we think, well, is everything equal? There's no differentiation. As Guru Maharaj said in one context, quoting someone, he said, there are no big mantras for big gurus, little mantras for little gurus. There's the mantra for the guru. But that is not to deny that there are big gurus, Vyasadeva, Narada, and recent times, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakrabarty, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Still, differentiation, it is the emphasis is upon the substance which is being manifested. Oh, and I was going to say, so Guru Maharaj said, Just as when a child goes to school, you have your primary school teacher. Like, I can never forget my first grade teacher. It was a sister, a nun. And so they told us, you have to put your full faith in her and what she's giving to you, which I did. And not only that, but when second grade came and she wasn't my teacher for second grade, I had a problem. Because I had so much faith in my first teacher. I'm saying, like, her name was Sister Paul. This order of nuns, they had names like that. And I was saying, where was Sister Paul? And they go, no, this is your new teacher for second grade. And I'm saying, no, I want Sister Paul's. You know, Sister Paul is everything to me. She's my teacher. And they said, well, yes, but also there's second grade, third grade, there'll be other teachers to continue with this function. So it is delegated, it is Krishna's delegation. And the full regard must be there from the disciples to make the maximum amount of progress. If they think that it's my guru is something less than this, then that will cause them a diminishing in their faith. So in the line of Srila Saraswati Thakur as well, Srila Guru Maharaj said that, so we don't think of the guru as sadhan siddha or kripa siddha, but nitya siddha, as one who's descended from the spiritual world, from the highest plane, to guide us to the holy lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the Rupa Nuga line, Radha Dasam, under the guidance of Rupa Goswami and his delegated followers. But if we look in the very page of the Bhagavatam as given by Veda Vyas, in the first sloka, Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratascha arteshu bhigya swarat tene brahma hrida adikavaye muyante yatsuraya. He says, tene brahma hrida. This was first, this current began in divine inspiration into the heart of Brahma. One of the sayings of Srila Gurudev so many times, he's saying, it's a heart-to-heart transaction. So right from the beginning of the Bhagavatam, saying, that divine inspiration given in the heart of Brahma, then Brahma to Narada. Then we find it is next, Narada to Vyas. And at a time when Vyas, after compiling the Vedas and presenting so many scriptures, we're told he's feeling some despondency in his heart. Right? And Guru Maharaj is saying, what a quandary. You know, the giver of religion, he's feeling depressed, you know. Right? Why, and despondent. Why? So Narada approaches him and says, because, although it was not your intention, inadvertently, you've presented religion in such a way as people will be religious without really fully dedicating themselves to the ultimate goal. They'll find some religious prescription given somewhere almost as a loophole to avoid utterly dedicating themselves. And when we ask them why they've adopted that path, they'll invoke your name. They'll say, Veda Vyas has given these things. And Guru Maharaj said, they'll say, are you a greater authority than Veda Vyas? He said, so it can come from anyone less than you. Because they'll say, no, Veda Vyas says this. So you, my dear Vyas, Veda Vyas, you must give full-blown, naked truth of Krishna conception and all of its possibilities. Muktir hitmanyata rupam swaropena vivastiti. That love is not only possible in this world, the different types of love, you know, friendship, familial affection, conjugal relationship, if you don't clearly express to people that they have a possibility for loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual world, they will conclude the only world where these tendencies innate tendencies can be expressed is this world. And then when it comes to the spiritual world, oh, that means give up all of this and just go for mukti, moksha, you know, which they will often misinterpret as merging into the Supreme Spirit or some sort of self-annihilation, leaving all this possibility for loving exchange behind. As the, oh, that's just something, you know, that's possible in the material world. No scope for that in the spiritual world. We want to merge in Brahma or target the Paramatma and then merge into the Paramatma and self-annihilate, give up our identity, which the ultimate outcome of all this self-expression is suffering. Saying, so you have to explain to them clearly, they have a possibility of a life of love with Krishna. And therefore he presents the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you say, very carefully, before the Rasa Lila pastimes of Krishna with Radharani and Brajagopis are presented, 9 cantos of introduction, right? 18,000 slokas, and 9 cantos that lead up to the 10th canto, where the birth and the subsequent pastimes of Krishna culminating, and the sweetest pastimes of Krishna with Radharani and Brajagopis. So that Veda Vyas, then he, from the heart of Veda Vyas to the heart of Sukadev, right? Parinisitopi nargunye uttama sloka lilaya grihita cheta rajar se akyanam yaraditavan. And Sukadev is the perfect recipient and subsequent loudspeaker because he's already situated in the nirguna plane. He has no mundane interest. The mundane eroticism is not a factor for him. He's doesn't even have trace amount of exploitation in his glance towards the bathing Dibya Devis, right? So that's Sukadev, who's already in the Nirguna plane. But when he hears about the pastimes of Radha Krishna and Brajagopi, he's saying, totally captured me heart and soul and carried me away to a plane that I didn't know existed previously, thereby certifying the divine nature of those sweetest pastimes of the sweet absolute. And then from Sukadev the Sutta, in this way, there's a guru parampara. Organized religion, religious organizations, is something relatively new. What has always been at the heart of this matter is the transmission from guru to disciple. Tene Brahma Hrida, beginning with Brahma, this heart-to-heart, from the heart of Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyas, from Vyas to Sukadev, Sukadev to Sutta, and on down, the Guru Parampara. So it is a heart-to-heart transaction. Right? And this brings us to our contemporary understanding, and understanding why we are assembling to praise Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj. Because as we told recently, because we'll take this, Chaitanya Saraswat. The Chaitanya Saraswat Mat means from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose Radha Bhava Subolita, the heart and halo of Radharani enveloping Krishna, from Mahaprabhu to Saraswati Thakur and his followers, of whom he said with regard to Srila Guru Maharaj that although I may leave this world, my spokesman remains behind. Someone who understands my heart fully, can represent it fully, comprehensively, that's Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj transferred his acharyaship and disciplic line to Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, right, as his only choice as his successor. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he saw in the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat that an outstanding personality who could not only properly represent Gaudiya Siddhanta, but understood the his heart with regard to always promoting the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj, that remained first and foremost. And I'll give you an example. Srila Govinda Maharaj had so many desires for spreading the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj around the world, but particularly for expanding the glories of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Navadvip. One of those was with regard to Govinda Kunda. For those who came many years ago, we know in the beginning there was the Math on one side, and then across the street was Govinda Kunda, but it was there was a boundary wall and this Kunda. And it's very simple. And Keshta Prabhu used to herd the cows and take them in. That's where they would like bathe the cows. And you can hear him on some tapes like making scary noise. And he makes all these scary noises to get the cows going. You know. And he was your classic like cowman. That's he would always, when you talk to him, he'd always smile and go, Guru Maharaj cowman. That was his identity. Guru Maharaj cowman. So that's for so many years, that's mainly what we understood of Govinda Kunda. We hear some glories from Guru Maharaj on a conceptual level, but it was very undeveloped of what could be observed, you know, objectively speaking. But sometimes Srila Govinda Maharaj would reveal that actually, Guru Maharaj wanted there to be a nice temple there, and Giriraj Govardhan, and then deities of Gaura and Nityananda, and they would go there and sometimes play. There would be a boat, and they would go around in the boat and have divine pastimes. As we hear intimations of that in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Jagannath Puri. And so there was something in the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj with regard to this. It was his, out of his love and affection for Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted this. But for one reason or another, Srila Govinda Maharaj was unable to fulfill this desire of Srila Guru Maharaj. But from time to time, he would express it, mention it, and devotees would be happy to hear that. But no one took any practical action to realize this dream, if you will, of Srila Guru Maharaj, and by extension, in the heart of Srila Gurudev. But Srila Acharya Maharaj, he caught this. And it's just mentioned. Sometimes the guru says different things, and everyone may appreciate it in general, but there may be one particular disciple who catches this in a meaningful and substantial way and wants to dedicate their life's energies to fulfilling that desire. And in this regard, we can say, Guru Maharaj said, it is said in the scriptures, it's very rare to find a proper guru, and there's so many slokas about that, how rare this is. It says, but equally rare, if not more rare, is to find a proper disciple. And that we can all relate to in different ways. So saying, yes, to find a proper guru, very rare opportunity. Find a proper disciple, equally, if not more rare, who can capture what the guru has to offer. Sometimes we say, what about these great Vaishnavas? They seem to live in relative seclusion. They had no followers, disciples, or whatever. Well, from one point of view, perhaps there was no one qualified to interact with them, to serve them properly. The case of Lokanath Goswami, he got Narottam Thakur, right? One disciple. He had vowed really not to take any. He's a humble Vaishnava. But he got this one qualified disciple, Narottam Thakur, who we hear estimates of, you know, 100,000 plus disciples. But Narottam had the capacity to serve Lokanath Goswami. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he's not taking any disciples. And even when Saraswati Thakur approached him, he created some hurdles for him, right? Saying, oh, you're such a big scholar and I'm illiterate. How that's a scandal that such a great pundit will take as his guru someone who's functionally illiterate. Is that not a joke? He's pushing him away. And he's saying, and maybe your scholarly ego won't be able to tolerate that. And he's pushing him away to see how serious he is. Saraswati Thakur, please, Gorgha Shornas Maharaj said, I shall have to ask Mahaprabhu. He comes after some time, a fortnight or whatever, and I forgot to ask Mahaprabhu. And a blow to it, like, you're not significant. You, this big scholar, Siddhanta Saraswati, I forgot to ask Mahaprabhu. I have other job, other things on my mind than you, young man. You know, but Saraswati Thakur, persisting. Then Gaurakishoredas Babaji Maharaj relenting. This is their divine play. But again, this point. So Gaurakishoredas Babaji Maharaj, one disciple. Saraswati Thakur has a program for inundating the world in Krishna consciousness. And when Babaji Maharaj said, he heard that Saraswati Thakur wants to take it to Calcutta, where the intelligentsia are and the British government and dignitaries. Gaurakishoredas Babaji said, oh, Prabhu, don't go to Calcutta. That's like the center of hell. Stay in the Dham and, you know, take the holy name and appreciate this glorious atmosphere. And Saraswati Thakur said, you don't know that, like, I have so much faith in the dust of your holy lotus feet that I think a particle of that can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. And if, as you say, Calcutta is the center of hell, then what better place to establish an altar with Guru, Gauranga, and Radha Govinda? That'll be the place where I go and establish their glories. So we take this as some divine play. So Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's expressing that it's Guru Maharaj's heart's desire. It's also his desire to fulfill this wish of Srila Guru Maharaj. But Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj, he's catching that and deciding to be a proactive, to do something about it. So at Govinda Kunda, this is a massive project. It requires that they drain all the water from Govinda Kunda. If they're going to make a temple in the center, they have to drain all the water and then put these piles. You have to drive piles into the soil and to a certain level that it'll be stable enough that you can build a temple upon that. And for so many days, they've drained the water, but they're not successful in driving the piles. And you can see some pictures of that. Jagadananda covered in mud and so many devotees. They're trying and it's not happening. But this is giving some inspiration to Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, seeing the sincere effort and the earnestness of Srila Acharya Maharaj to fulfill this desire. He's now getting some divine backing. So Srila Gurudev, he knows, very favorite to him, this sloka from the Bhagavatam with regard to the Kurma avatar. When the devas and the asur, they're having a similar problem in the milk ocean, is that how to churn this ocean? You need something stable, and then there can be the churning, what to use as a churning rod. And so there is the appearance of Kurmadev, the turtle incarnation, the tortoise. And they put the Mandara hill on his back, and using the foundation shall be Kurmadev. Then they can, using the Mandara hill with the Vasuki serpent wrapped around, they can churn the milk ocean and their attempts to achieve the ultimate nectarine substance, Amritam. So Srila Gurudev, just see the thinking of the Mahabhagavata, he says, This verse, Prishte Brahmyaramanda Mandarigiri Gravagya Kanduyana Nidralo Kamatakrite. I forget the rest, but saying, invoking the pastimes of Kormadev. And we have Lakshmi Varaha also on the altar, Shalagram Shila, and he's saying, if you offer some param anna, and Vai tells the pujari, Bhudev, vibrate this mantra, then maybe there will be some success. So in remembrance of the Korma avatar, this the Paramanna sweet rice is offered, the mantra from the Bhagavatam is invoked, which also Guru Maharaj said alludes to the ultimate nectarine substance as being Madhura Rasa. Then mysteriously, suddenly, the piles take hold and a foundation is built. And so we can say, really the foundation is built upon this sloka, right, from the Bhagavatam. And then the Jal Mandir is built. The local people call it the Jal Mandir. It means like the water temple. And then, so everything's ready. And then in Guru Maharaj's Samadhi is the deity of Mahaprabhu. So under the divine glance of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Acharya Maharaj organizes this festival. And then Mahaprabhu is taken in procession. And then by boat, he has pastimes around Govinda Kunda and goes to the Giriraj Govardhan Mandir that's now in the center of Govinda Kunda. Then Mahaprabhu, and there's an like installation, Abhishek, not in, because Govardhan Sila is already there, but like installation in the sense of inauguration and Abhishek. Then Mahaprabhu enters the boat again and goes back to Guru Maharaj's Samadhi. And when Mahaprabhu was again placed at the side of Srila Guru Maharaj, I was next to Srila Gurudev. And he began speaking to Srila Guru Maharaj like as if he's talking directly to Srila Guru Maharaj. And he said, your divine grace's wish and desire has been fulfilled. Like that. And all the credit for that goes to Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj. He saw, he didn't let it rest that Gurudev mentioned, this was a desire of Guru Maharaj for so many years. It is also my desire. He took that into his heart. And then, what is the word? He gathered all the resources necessary for that seva and fulfilled the desire of Srila Guru Maharaj and the desire of Srila Gurudev. And this is one instance, but there are many such instances where he's shown outstanding capacity to fulfill the wishes of his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. So when it came time to announce his successor, particularly for Navadvipa and the Indian mission, Srila Gurudev said, in recognition of so many years of this kind of unconditional, unalloyed, self-sacrificing service, that his only choice would be Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, with regard to the expression, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana, that the real test for the disciple is how much they're willing to sacrifice themselves to fulfill the order of the guru. Guru Maharaj praised Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, saying, to what degree he wholly emptied himself of any other desires than the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western world, and became fully empowered, to Shaktivesh empowerment to that degree. And here we see Srila Acharya Maharaj, He wholly emptied himself of any other desire than that to fulfill the desires of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. So some special divine backing came and still coming from Srila Gurudev. As Gurudev realizing that inevitably, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, there's some opposition to the pursuit of pure Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktivinoda says rather generously that the opposition, as seen in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu or even in the modern world, we see as lila pushti. It's nourishing the lila, creates some drama, some intensity, some necessity to dedicate yourself more deeply with greater earnestness and sincerity. So we've seen over the years, despite so much opposition, sometimes on his side, with the backing of others, sometimes single-handedly, Acharya Maharaj standing and still, after so many years and dealing with so much opposition, with his head erect as an Acharya of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, pushing forward, opening new temples, expanding the glories of the Mat, and all in answer to this simple thing, Srila Gurudev said them once on his way out of Navadvipa. Last time he said, will you stand and fight or will you run? You know, and he said, no, I will stay here and fight with my last drop of blood to fulfill your wishes and desires. Like Krishna to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. It's the moment of truth. Like, so Arjuna is saying at first, I shall not fight. And Krishna is saying, oh, Arjuna, greatest warrior of all time, celebrated in so many ways, the mighty Arjuna will not fight. Really? And Arjuna said, oh, because there's so many dignitaries on the other side, my martial arts guru, and of course Arjuna is playing that part so that Krishna can instruct him in Bhagavad Gita. And rather, what is Krishna say? Sukina Kshatriya Partha Labante Yudhamidrasam. He said, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunities come. They live for this fight. So sometimes Srila Gurudev would say, yes, after I go, there'll be some fighting like that. And he said, surprisingly, he said, but it's worth fighting for. Srila Govindamar, he did not shy away from a good fight. He said, it's worth fighting for. It's worth giving your blood for. So he said to Srila Charjamars on his last leaving of Navadvip, will you run or will you stand and fight? And he did not run, but he stood there fighting for the dignity of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and to fulfill the desires and wishes of Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj. And interestingly, we can also observe as a strategy very beautifully employed is to what greater backing can you have than that of Nityananda Prabhu? We know before Guru Maharaj began Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and Navadvip, he went to Ekachakra, the place of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nitai Bari, that means the house of Nityananda, Padmavati and Harai Pandit. And there, before the deity of Nityananda Prabhu, as I've told Gurudev, when I saw this poster, and I didn't look carefully, and I thought, out of the corner of my eye, it was a picture of Mahaprabhu, and Gurudev said, no, Maharaj, that is Nityananda Prabhu. And then I looked, and because it was a poster of the deity, and I went, oh. And he said, and I tell you, Maharaj, you will never see a more beautiful Nityananda Prabhu. And so I started looking more carefully at the poster and like looked back at Gurudev, and he said, I'm telling you, he said, you will never see a more beautiful Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah. And so I thought, oh, then if with your grace and blessings, we'll get the opportunity to go to Ekachakra Dham and have the darshan of Nitai Nityananda Prabhu. But understanding again, this, the Guru Maharaj, as Gurudev said, everyone knows he's Rupa Goswami's man, but why is he always chanting, dial Nitai, Nitai Chaitanya Dial, Nitai Chaitanya Bole, Natsre Amarman? Why is he always invoking the grace and blessings of Nityananda Prabhu? Because we must have a strong foundation. From Nityananda Prabhu, we get the foundation in Krishna consciousness. There was a arch entranceway being built for the entrance to Govindakunda. A new entrance. There was already one, another one being made. I saw for so many days they're digging so deep. You know, and I was wondering, like, why are they digging so deep, these holes? You know, they need to make this arch. And so I asked Srila Acharya Maharaj, they're going on and on and on. They're going deeper and deeper and deeper with this. And he said, you have to have a strong foundation. Otherwise, what is built upon that will topple. In time, circumstance, it will topple over. So the foundation must be very deep. So with that same principle, we seek the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Guru Maharaj fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu in Akad Chakradam, praying as the Dhammeshwar visa-granting officer to give his permission for Guru Maharaj to take shelter in Navadvip. And the outcome is Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. But in a very beautiful way, Srila Acharya Maharaj got land in Ekachakra and there built a very beautiful temple with these massive Nitai Gauranga deities. They're like life size, because Gurudev was consulted and he said they're like Mahaprabhu and Nityananda were more than 2 meters tall. So these deities are very grand, you can say. And the time came for the opening there. And we could say, generally speaking, those who have the Seva Puja at Nitai Bari, you know, Nityananda Prabhu's house with the Nitai deity, they don't look so favorably upon others making temples in the area. So they're not accustomed to give recognition to them. They don't go to those temples. They always want everything to come back to their temple. And that's understandable on a certain level. On another level, not so much. But on a certain level, we can understand, well, like, this is Nitai, this is the original. Even your Gurudev, Srila Govindamar, said, you won't see a more beautiful Nityananda Prabhu like that. So they're not accustomed to give recognition or visit the other mats, you could say, to give them any sort of promotion. But when this mat was opened by Srila Acharya Maharaj, and there were these inconceivably beautiful murtis of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they were invited and they attended that opening. And they themselves were enamored by the deity of Nitai Gauranga. They could not but give recognition to this sort of incomparable beauty. And so it is there, Srila Acharya Maharaj, he established that mat, and we should just say as a footnote, with generous assistance from Ananta Krishna Prabhu from Hungary, who we like to say, you know, is Nitai's man. But still, he established this gorgeous temple there with these incomparably beautiful deities. And as far as whatever his own situation is, he presented himself, Shastanga Dandavads, before the Nitai Gauranga deities and invoking the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. When it sometimes looks as though help may not come from any other source, he's resigned to say, then I present my case to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And whatever Nityananda Prabhu's decision is, yeah, I'm happy with that. So regularly he did so many astonishing things when he would come to, usually for a very brief visit with Srila Govinda Maharaj, because he was always doing so many things. So I would be with Srila Gurudev often in Calcutta. Acharya Maharaj would come for a very short time and then continue his seva, never stopping, never, you know, indulging in luxury or a holiday or a vacation. That's not in his dictionary. He only knows nonstop seva. Every day is typical day. You know, there's 3 to 6 hours of kirtan, bhajan. He's very captured by the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of Narottam Thakur. In them he finds everything. So he's very faithfully and very sweetly singing these songs every day, and sometimes dancing very sweetly and ecstatically as an outcome of his appreciation for the songs of Bhaktivinoda, Narottam, and that are singing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. But so, considering that he was always expanding the beauty of Chaitanya Saraswat Math and opening other maths, his name is Acharya Maharaj, but sometimes I would say affectionately in the presence of Srila Govinda Maharaj, I would call him Ascharya Maharaj, which Ascharya means astonishing or wonderful. He's not only Acharya Maharaj, he's Ascharya Maharaj. He's doing so many wonderful and astonishing things. And despite so much personal inconvenience, failing health and otherwise, still every day for him is a full day of nonstop service to the point of exhaustion or collapse. And therefore he's gained so much grace from Srila Govinda Maharaj and the Guru Varga, they give recognition to that type of Atmanivedanam. Right, Atmanikepa means totally putting oneself fully, totally on the altar of self-sacrifice. So we're very privileged and honored to say something about his glories on this day, and we're wishing him all success and his continued acharyaship of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, and are certain that he will emerge successful in his campaign to serve the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, and the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat line, which is the Rupa Nuga line, as Guru Maharaj has the Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, promoting the glories of Srimati Radharani, as is the line of Mahaprabhu, Jadi Gorna Hoita, Tabiki Hoita, Kamari Dari Tam Dehe, Radhar Mahima, Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. And that beautiful mat is the Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. It's on the banks of the Ganga in Navadvip Tam, Koladi Rajay and Gupta Govardhan, the primary activity of the members under his guidance to Gora Gata Grananti, to sing the glories of Mahaprabhu. And that means Nityananda Prabhu. We praise Nityananda Prabhu to appreciate Mahaprabhu, who takes us to the seva. Radhika Madhavasham, Goragata Grananti, Nityam Rupa Nuga Sri, the Rupa Nuga line, Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa, with that aspiration for Radha Dasyam under the guidance of Saraswata, the followers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the Rupa Nuga line. Nityam Rupa Nugasri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. Echoing the sentiments of the prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami, Radhika Madhavasam. So this fine example shown by him to give every ounce of one's energy, every drop of one's blood in service to the holy lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj Abhirbhav Maha Mahotsava Titi Ki Jaya.